don't matter if you're tall. It don't matter if you're small. It don't matter if you're blue or green or any shape at all. 'Cause I'll be yours and you'll be mine to last, and we'll be friends holding fast.
Okay, we did get a call. We did get a call from Doug Baker, but two simultaneous calls. So I don't know if Doug Baker's on the line when I put him on hold or if somebody else is on the line. Is this Doug Baker?
I'm on the line.
All right. Lines are going crazy now.
Yeah. Really? Well, yeah. You know, everybody wants some.
Yeah, John's good on the lines. Hey, okay, so have you had breakfast?
I have.
Would you?
I have. Now, if there's still an opportunity, I'd love to give someone else a chance.
No, it's too late. Snooze, you lose.
Oh, all right. Wow, okay.
Good enough.
All right, what you have?
Orange juice, of course, always.
OJ Day, that's good.
I'm having two pieces of toast with jelly on them.
That's it?
That's it.
I had that yesterday, too, and I was very satisfied. What kind of jelly?
You know, this is actually preserves, and it was way in the back of the fridge in a jar. It said it came from France.
Do you believe it?
It said on the jar and on the label, so okay. I'm going with it.
Did you put butter under the preserves?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Did the preserve jar have, like, little chunks of crust in there maybe from, like, 6-7 years ago?
Surprisingly, no.
By the way, John, I threw away the chocolate sauce that was out yesterday, and thank you for the lovely treats at the staff meeting, but it expired in 2014. Same, the year after J.J. Cale passed away. Sorry about that, Doug, but I thought you'd appreciate that. Because I don't think you have to pay attention too much, but when it's that many years...
Right.
It's a little nerve-wracking. Okay, so I want to know about your toast. Was it the level of toastiness that you wanted?
Slightly exceeding the level I desired.
And what is that level?
I don't know. I like tan, but not burnt.
Right.
Tan.
You know,
crispy.
Saint-Tropez tan.
Saint-Tropez tan.
Yep, Vin de Soleil. Oh. The Saint-Tropez tan, right?
Yes, I remember it well.
Yeah, so that's what I got. I got Saint-Tropez on the back, and I got El Negro on the front.
Oh, my gosh. And so you had OJ, any coffee or anything?
Coffee's next.
Oh, nice.
Yep, coffee's next. It's brewed. I don't have to heat it in the microwave today because Jennifer's taking the day off, so you know, usually she gets up and the coffee's been cooked and heated and cooled before I actually get a chance to get a cup, but today
right.
I get it fresh.
Okay. Any special kind of coffee?
Yeah, she made me go to the grocery store for Woods and Water the other day. So we got Woods and Water mixed with the morning blend of 50-50, I think.
Does that mean one of those is decaf?
No.
Oh, okay, good. Because
no.
I kind of was dropping my esteem for you there.
Yeah. No, very dark. Can't even see halfway down the cup. Good.
Do you ever get in the groove in the summer and do fresh squeezed oranges? Do you have a device?
I don't.
Oh, I do, Doug.
I don't.
It's worth it,
yeah.
Man. It's worth it. Ooh.
Really?
Yeah. Two oranges is just the right amount to have.
And that's just like a tiny little juice glass or full on?
If you get good, decent-sized oranges, it's half a glass of orange juice, and it's totally different, totally better, of course.
You know, I find that orange juice, I mean, there's like, it has 100 different flavors. You know, every orange juice is just a little bit different.
Yep.
And even the good, high-dollar orange juice never tastes the same, you know, never tastes as good as just what you're used to.
Yeah.
So
I agree. You just
we stick with the, you know. I don't want to get spoiled getting fresh squeezed all the time.
Jeez. Back to the Bandolace tan.
Yeah.
There you go. So what you got going on today, Doug?
We're gonna go where the sales are fine on 6.
Are you
42 and 9 or whatever it is? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. We're going to go see if we can pick up something. I don't know what.
Are you looking for anything in specific?
Just a good time.
Oh.
And I think we'll be all right finding that today. So
it's kind of fun. You end up kind of chatting up folks and finding out stories sometimes about their stuff. It's kind of cool.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. And you know, usually we're on the other side of the fence when we when the 38 sales come around. We go up and have a little a big little big sale with Jennifer's brother's got a place there just off 38. So.
All right.
Is there any tip particular way you're dressing to go to this event?
Shorts and sandals. Probably just like everybody else today, yeah. Or anybody that's got any common sense.
But if so, garage sales are kind of a something you do off and on.
You know, I think everybody likes garage sales a little bit. But
right.
Yeah, we get, you know, when there's a good one, you got to stop, see what's there, and talk to the people. Try and talk them down. You know, if you
right.
can talk them down, you'd probably buy something you don't even need.
Yeah.
There must price.
There must be an area you gravitate towards. Are you looking at tools or?
You know, I love books. Garage sale's a great place to find books.
Okay.
And, yeah, but then it's tools or knickknacks.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say in that order, and probably that's about it.
What book would stand out to you? What kind of book? Romance, perhaps?
Oh, yeah, romance.
Yeah, sure. Figured.
Westerns.
Yeah.
No, none of that. You know, I like local history.
Okay.
Yeah, local history or any... you know, natives, stuff like that. And whether it's a story, fiction, or nonfiction, or, you know, it's a history or a biography, that kind of, just about anything, but subject matters. I like the northern Minnesota history, voyagers, stuff like that.
So I think these sales are at community centers, right? They're...
You know, a number of them are, but okay. I believe there's also a number of private homes. And,
right.
There's also a like an estate sale up there somewhere that we're going to hit. So.
And Jennifer going too?
Yes.
Fun?
Yeah. Yeah, she's taking a day off. It's her birthday tomorrow, you know.
Oh, yes.
That's right.
Yep, so.
That
so 2 days off, and I don't know, she talked about calling in on Monday morning and not making it to work then either. So.
Feels a sore throat coming on.
Well, yep.
Yeah, she probably looks a little peaked right now even.
Exactly.
So, Doug, you know you get a thank you gift, right?
Party Wait, we got to ask him why he's a member.
Oh, yeah, why are you a member? What the heck?
Jeez.
Why aren't you on the air anymore either?
You know, that's a long story that next time we can talk about.
All right.
Okay.
But, yeah, you know, and I think part of the reason I'm not on the air is because there are really a lot of great volunteers. And, you know, like I said earlier, I like to give other people a chance. I don't want to hog all the opportunities, you know.
Right.
But, yeah, I'm a member, you know, because it's the right thing to do. And, I mean, there's no better radio station. And, yeah.
And also, John, you're forgetting that Doug does a lot for us by being on our board of directors. So, you know, he...
Absolutely.
A lot of his time put into the things that people don't always know about or see, this volunteer
don't see,
crew
yep.
of
or
board
don't
of
always see right away.
Yeah.
A lot of times it's about stuff that's coming up later.
That's right.
Speaking of, so John's not going to leak anything about the Riverfest then, huh?
No.
Really?
Johnny, come on.
Not going to do her, buddy.
A week from yesterday, you will hear it.
I heard. I'm excited. You know, especially because it sounds like there's something to be excited about.
Oh, yeah. Always.
Yeah.
Have you ever been let down by a Riverfest?
Never.
Okay.
So, and I've been to them all.
Yep.
Yeah.
I know you have. Trust us. They'll be good. Might be some names you've never heard of before, but they've been well thought out.
That's right. Yep.
Hey, tell Jennifer to have a great birthday. Consider the call in on Monday and wish her well from us, okay?
Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
You're doing a great job.
Country blend cereal, wild rice pancakes.
Oh, we're going to take the pancakes this time. You just stuff it in my box there at the station.
All right. Thanks, Doug.
See you later.
Okay.